Happy Thursday, everyone. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and this is Mormon Channel Daily, produced by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Today, I wanted to share some stories with you of gratitude. That's kind of our theme for the week here at Mormon Channel Daily. But specifically today, people who have used gratitude to shape their perspective. And I wanted to share some sweet stories with you that I found online. This one comes from the site guideposts.org, and it shares a lot of Christian devotionals and personal experiences from all different Christian faiths. And this one is from a woman named Sharon Hink. And she said, I arrived at church for a planning meeting with two toddlers in tow. One broke free and ran off while the other clung to my legs, whining. Pastor Miller, that's her pastor, came out to greet us with a warm smile. How are you today? He said. I huffed a strand of bangs out of my eye and winced against a growing headache. My kids are running me ragged, I said. His eyes twinkled. But isn't it wonderful that they can? How difficult it can be. How difficult to be a parent with a child too ill to run and play. I absorbed that new perspective. So many of the challenges I complained about were only in my life because of much greater blessings. Could I shift my focus to them and spend a little less time on the complaining? In the coming days, it became a bit of a contest for me. Each time I heard myself protest about something, I looked for the blessing that I was missing. The car stalled out on a cold morning, but that problem only existed because we had a car. My calendar stressed me out with a packed schedule, but it was a gift that we all had the help to participate in so many events. My husband had to work late, but the fact that he had a job was such a blessing. Piles of laundry, dishes to wash, bathrooms to clean were no longer a reason to complain, but a chance to thank God for the bounty in my life. I arrived at church for a planning meeting with two toddlers in tow. What a wonderful thing. So I just think that's so beautiful and such a great reminder to us. So this next one is from Faye Field. That's the woman's name. She says, what am I thankful for this Thanksgiving? So this one has to do specifically with Thanksgiving, but I think it's a great reminder to keep year round. I am thankful that I do not have a clothes dryer, she said. If I owned one, surely I'd miss the exhilaration that comes from taking a basket full of clothes into the fresh air and the ritual of the clothesline where garment by garment, peg by peg, I link my family together, symbolically at least. I'd miss the wet flapping sounds that the sheets make in the wind. I'd miss the feeling of sisterhood I share with the women of all ages who have worked at homey chores for the people they love. I am thankful I do not have a microwave oven, for I am accustomed to a slower pace. Besides, I love to peek into my friendly old stove to see the turkey crisping, to watch pale waddy dough turn into fluffy brown rolls. I am thankful I do not have air conditioning, for then I would likely not fling open the windows. Closed in, I might not see the little green lizard scampering on the screen. Over the hum of the air conditioner, I might not hear the chattering of blue jays in the early morning, the gentle rain at night. I might even miss the howling of the wind. I am thankful I do not have wall-to-wall carpeting, for I love the glow of polished hardwood. Central heat for watching the dying embers in our fireplace makes me feel at peace. A new sofa, for I like the way the old one embraces me. It would take too long, I fear, for a new one to yield to my measurements. I am thankful I do not have a gardener, for I would not spend the hours I do in my flower beds. I would not be on my knees often, closer to the earth, closer to you, Lord, in prayer, telling you of all the many things I am thankful for. Wow, what a perspective to have. I think I'm still grateful that I have a washing machine and a dryer, but I do think just listening to her words really puts it into perspective that there really is a blessing you can find in every single thing in our lives. So as we go about today, I'm certainly going to keep that in mind, and I hope you do as well. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jennifer Stagg. This program is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and I'd love to hear your thoughts if you want to share them with me. You can post them on our Facebook page today, and we'll be sure to see them. I'm going to leave you with the song of the day, How Sweet is the Work by Kurt Bester.